Yeah, I mean, it's a debut to dream of, really. We felt he's been coming on, progressing quite well. And we just gave him a lot of confidence before the game. We didn't tell him he was playing until an hour before kickoff because I didn't want him thinking about it overnight or anything like that. And he was outstanding, as was the team. You know, we could have been 4 or 5 up at half-time. You know, Wigan changed their shape a little bit and you expect them to have a little bit of a go. But I just thought, you know, attacking-wise, it's the best we've been under me. And I'm a very happy manager today.
In terms of, given it's the FA Cup and everybody talks about it, well, it is the most prestigious football competition, or one of them, I think. Can you enjoy that? I mean, the second half was just terrific, wasn't it? It's everything you want to see in a cup side, or yeah, even a game of football.
Well, look, from Bolton point of view and a manager's point of view, the football was excellent. And when you're creating chances, then you got to be happy. The only critical thing I could say about it, we didn't take our chances. You know, we had 2 1-on-1s in the first half. You know, Weitz has missed a great chance from a corner. Keeper's made a great save from Liam Trotter. And then second half, you know, Zach's unlucky with a deflected shot. But we looked dangerous going forward at every occasion, you know. And sometimes, you know, you have to gamble, you know. And with the way we played, the shape of the team, we wanted to get Zach into good positions like we do with Good Johnson and Feeney and players like that. So it worked for us. And, you know, I'd like to give special praise to Liam Trotter as well. You know, he's been in and out of the team for a long period of time, but his last 2 performances now have shown why the club brought him here. He's absolutely superb today.
And I think you said to me after the defeat at Huddersfield, you were hoping you can put that behind you, go on another little run now. And it's a really, for all sorts of obvious reasons, it's a really important win for you, isn't it? You know, taking it further forward just into 2015.
It's always important to progress in the cup competition, you know, regardless of league. You know, you can get a bit of momentum from the cup. Some people think it takes its toll on the squad, but I'd rather be in the competition than not. We've got a 4th round draw to look forward to. And you're right, I was looking for a reaction from the defeat last week where I felt we were hard done by the refereeing decisions. And I got the exact response I wanted. I thought it was probably the most complete performance I've had since we've been here.
Yeah, and things continue to move in the right direction, and that's important as well. Another a vibrant afternoon in terms of the supporters, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're magnificent. You know, I felt really disappointed for them last week because we brought about 4,000 to Huddersfield, which was an amazing turnout. We had a great day here on Boxing Day, 23,000. We've had another really good crowd today who are responding to the football and the players. And, you know, they've been with me from day one, and I can't thank them enough. And you know, that's 6 wins and a draw at home in 7 games, so the players are really putting the commitment in for the club.
I get the impression that life is not going to be boring under Neil Lennon's leadership at Bolton Wanderers since you've been here, Neil.
Well, you know, I've come from a club where you know the emphasis on attack and play, and I want to bring that here to Bolton. We didn't score enough goals. You know, our goal difference was very high in the minus deficit, so we needed to change that. We tidied things up defensively. My 2 goalkeepers, Bogdan today was outstanding when called upon. And Lonergan has been, you know, one of the best goalkeepers in the league, so we're blessed to have 2 very good goalkeepers at the minute. And the team are, the players are responding to everything we ask them to do with so much energy today in midfield with Dans and Prattley and Trotter. 2 fullbacks, Josh Vella, another academy player, is outstanding at the minute. So the academy, which has been much maligned in the past, has produced 2 young players who you're seeing today play for the first team with great composure and great quality.
Congratulations. Thanks very much indeed for speaking. Oh, just before you go, let me just ask you this as well, because people will ask me, I've no doubt. Any movement transfer-wise in terms of
Not at the minute. We're hoping to get the ball rolling in this week. You know, the transfer window's open today. So we're looking to bring, you know, we're definitely going to bring 1 player in on Monday, and hope to bring another few in as we go along.